And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Michael from the North Bay. This is a weird one. This is a weird episode. This is the first show that I'm recording not at the MRR compound. We're going to go ahead and get started with one of my recent favorite bands that I've been flying on for the last couple of years. This is Slow Bloom, and this song is called Deep Space.
Gathering!
That was kicking off just there. That was Slow Bloom. That song was called Deep Space. That was from Hex Hex Hex, their 12-inch from 2018 off of No Sleep Records. They made that record. They had a couple 7-inches before that, and then that was their culmination, their big LP that came out of it. And it's a really consistent record cover to cover. Following that, what we just heard, that was Ceremony. That song was called Throwing Bricks. That was from their Ruined 7-inch from 2005. I think that was their first release. I know that was their first 7-inch release. That was on Malfunction Records, which has since been acquired by Deathwish Records. So it's really interesting to hear where that band is now and where they've come from and where they got started. So once again, my name is Michael from the North Bay. This is a really interesting episode. I'm actually recording this out of my place, out of my apartment, with my own recording equipment. We have officially moved on from the compound, the MRR compound that we had in the Hate off of Divis. I know that we do have a recording area in Oakland that we're going to be recording a lot of our shows out of. And I hope to get there for some future episodes. This one specifically, my schedule unfortunately didn't match up, so I wasn't able to get out to Oakland for this one. So I also kind of wanted to see what it would be like to record out of my place and how I would fare not being in the comfort of the house. And so far, just listening to it, the only word I can use right now is lonely. So this is kind of a home alone episode. So I'm looking for comfort records and stuff out of my own collection, stuff that I grew up with, stuff that I'm very comfortable and confident with to record by myself, not in the comfort of the house. So we're going to keep it going. This is an intense and very powerful band. This next one is No Sir. This song is called Bad Vibes.
I'm
That was F***ing Hero by City of Caterpillar off their self-titled from 2002. That band is, it's one of those bands that, like, they honestly kind of alienated the emo kids and the punk kids and the metal kids, just because what they're doing is reaching so far in opposite directions. So their, I guess, support base is pretty specific, and I'm really proud to have gotten that. That one was actually on CD that I got when they came through the North Bay when I was in high school, probably 2006. So I'm really glad to be able to pull out a gem like that. We started off with No Sir. That song was called Bad Vibes. That was from the Future is Bright LP from 2013 off of 12 Gauge Records. And then we followed that up with Poison Idea, the song Trap Wire from Confuse and Conquer, from 2015. I got to see Poison Idea a couple few years ago, and Jerry kind of downplayed the record. I think he introduced, I think they played, I don't think they played that song. They played another song from that album, and he said, this was off of one that we did a couple years ago, and it, you know, it wasn't that great, but whatever. And I was surprised he said that, because I really appreciated that record. I thought that it was really good, and I guess that makes it a bit of a black sheep in their discography. But either way, I don't know if he's just not confident about it because of how iconic their other records are, but I'm happy to raise my hand and say that I really appreciate that record, and I'm really happy to listen to it. Following that, we had 7 Seconds. That was the classic We're Gonna Fight off of the Skins, Brains, and Guts 7-inch Alternative Tentacles 1982. That one was actually off of my first pressing for it, so that was cool to be able to break that one out. And then following that, we had Strike to Survive. That song was called Scapeghost. That was from the Yesterday's News 2013 LP off of Don't Look Down Records. That was their only full length, I think. I know that they had a lot of releases. They had a bunch of, I remember they used to release like CDRs. And then maybe 7 or 8 years later, they were finally able to get something on LP. But it was interesting to think that's their first release, because I'd known them to have a pretty consistent stream of releases before that. And it is a phenomenal record. Cover to cover, that whole thing stands up. And I'm really happy to have that in my collection. My name is Michael from the North Bay. This is my first show not at the compound. It's honestly kind of lonely. It's kind of interesting being here on my own. This is kind of an interesting show because I'm just pulling stuff out of my own record collection. So we're going to keep it going with a kind of a rare bootleg. I don't even know if it's that rare, just a bootleg that I got a hold of. This is from 1986. This is Black Flag's last show. So this song is Society's Tease, live from Detroit. That's a really fun one. That song is called Short Songs by the Dead Kennedys. That's from their Live at the Deaf Club release that they did. It was from 1979 when it was recorded at the Deaf Club, which was a short-lived venue on Valencia Street in SF. Starting that off, that was Society's Tease by Black Flag. That was from their like a bootleg recording of what was their last show. It was June 28th, 1986 in Detroit. Apparently Rollins doesn't acknowledge that as their last show. He acknowledges one before that or something. Like, I guess that show in Detroit was not one that he was proud of, and he wanted to say that Black Flag ended on a different note prior to that one. But as far as I know, the June 28th, 86 recording was the last time that Black Flag was on a stage. And it's actually a pretty good recording. You can really hear how tight they are. Following that was the band Dying For It. That song is called Brick by Brick off of their self-titled tape, 2016, off of Xerox Records in Chico. They're one of a band that I've been flying on for the last couple few years. Easily one of the most interesting and the tightest and strongest hardcore bands that we have coming out of the Bay Area. So definitely keep a lookout for them. Following that was the band F***ing Invincible. That song was called Ginsburg off their very negative 7-inch 2012. That's the lead vocalist for that band is Alexis Marshall, who's the lead vocalist from Daughters. And that was I think that's that was their first release off of that. And it's just wild to hear this guy who's doing kind of poetry vocals in this other mathcore band pull off this just straightforward, very intense hardcore band. And I've been a big fan of theirs for a while. After that was the band Litany for the Whale. That song was called Tolerant Christians from the Mara EP that came out actually 2 years ago now. I still know that as their new record that they recently got back together and were able to put out this new one. And it's just as strong as what they were doing, what was it, 8 or 10 years ago. So another in a similar vein, I actually saw them open for City of Caterpillar, and it was in a similar vein of kind of doomy, kind of punk, kind of screamo, but I feel like all of those camps wouldn't necessarily appreciate it just because it falls under that guise. They really do have a pretty specific audience, and that was another one that I was really happy to get a copy of. And then we slid into Dead Kennedys just because that's a fun little one to slip into the end of that. Once again, my name is Michael from the North Bay, and you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock from around the world.
Every week, for free.
If you like what you hear, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you?
Donating is easy and tax deductible. Just go to our website,
MaximumRockandRoll.com,
and click on the donate button.
For more information about this radio show, check out our website at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio.
Or email us at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
We are also on Twitter, @MRRRadio.
You can listen and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast app.
And we appreciate your reviews and ratings.
If you're interested in producing a remote radio show,
email Sam, Sam@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
For review and potential play on the show, send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD-only release and cassette to
MRR P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California 94609, U.S. of A.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is masterfully edited by Brandy Howe, with support from Sam Robinson, and overseen by Paul Kern.
And we have a clean version of the show available
thanks to the diligent work of John Carnes.
That's right, this is Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. Once again, my name is Michael from the North Bay. This has been a really interesting episode. This is the first time I've recorded outside of the MRR compound, so this is the first time without the benefit of the energy of the house, as well as the massive record collection to be able to pull from. So it's been kind of a lonely episode here by myself, but I've also gotten the opportunity to go back through my collection and see if I can pull an episode together out of, you know, what I've had. And it's been kind of cool to go back and visit all that I've gotten to accumulate over the years. So I want to take it home tonight with something that hasn't been released yet. This is a band called State Faults from the North Bay, who recently released a teaser single. They've gotten back together. They broke up. I don't think they even broke up. They just sort of went their own separate ways for a bit. And now they've gotten back together and recorded a new record and released a teaser off of it. That's furious and very quick and really sets a tone for what's coming. So, I'd like to bookend this episode coming out with something that they did back in 2013. We're going to hear a song off of their Resonate Desperate LP, off of No Sleep Records. And then we're going to take it home with the new single. Once again, my name is Michael from the North Bay. You've been listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. Thank you so much. This is State Faults with Ultima, and then Moonsign Gemini.